Module 5, Focusing the Training. In order to prove results from training, your training plan must include clear learning objectives and a clear focus. This will enable you to build a solid evaluation plan. The first step in this process is to determine your training needs, performing a needs assessment. You should always perform a needs assessment before building your training plan. Even if your organization has handed you a complete training plan, it's always a good idea to evaluate the needs of your trainees so that you can deliver the most effective training possible. The needs assessment process has four phases. Goals. What are the organization's goals for the training? What are the organization's short and long-term goals? Gaps. What are the gaps between where the organization needs to be and where they are? What knowledge and skill gaps do employees have? Get feedback from all stakeholders on information gathered. Go back to goals and gaps if necessary. Group information logically to create a training plan framework. Creating learning objectives. Once you know what participants need from the training, you can write specific objectives that you want them to meet. You should begin by writing high-level objectives. For example, a high-level objective for a word processing class might be understand how to format pages. A more detailed objective might be understand how to change margins, add page numbers, and add borders for individual pages. Objectives typically fall into one of three categories. Knowledge, facts that a trainee should learn and be able to recall. Skills, a task that a trainee should be able to perform. Abilities, a combination of knowledge and skills that result in a desired behavior. Here is an example of each type from our word processing course. Knowledge, what page formatting commands are available? Skills, know how to perform various page formatting commands. Abilities, format a page to various specifications. Knowledge objectives are typically written as a question or in category form. Skill and ability objectives are typically written with a verb at the beginning. Objectives should also include a measurement standard where appropriate, such as a dollar amount, percentage, or success rate. Drilling down into content. Once you have high-level objectives written, you can write more specific objectives based on your trainees' needs. You will probably not want to write a detailed objective for every topic in your course, but rather create several detailed objectives about the most important evaluation items. For example, in a word processing course, you might cover several different aspects of page formatting. The detailed objective might be, understand how to properly format a page in landscape orientation according to the Smith Computers Style Guide. Case study. Tammy looked like a deer in headlights. She'd lost her focus. The meeting made no sense to her. Trish noticed her eyes gloss over and offered to help. Tammy felt like her brain had shut off. She had no idea what the manager said. Trish stifled a snicker and drew out detailed plans to explain the training. She showed Tammy that she had all the tools she needed right at her fingertips. Tammy still couldn't wrap her mind around the training. Trish tried another option. Pulling a laser pen out of her bag, she told Trish to focus on it. Focusing on something made the job easier, she promised. Tammy liked the idea and gave Trish the thumbs up. She tried to focus on one task at a time, and soon she found that the job didn't seem so difficult anymore.